Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar broadcasting on the morning of Saturday, the 14th of Boishak, the 17th of Shawwal, and April the 27th. The news read by Munmun Rahman. First, the headlines. At a courtesy call-on with expatriate Bangladeshis, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina asked leaders and activists of Awami League to work for country and its people. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina holds bilateral meeting with Thai counterpart at Bangkok, five documents inked for mutual cooperation. BNP sees darkness in daylight, comments Ubaidul Qadir. Decision to double climate adaptation support must be implemented, asserts Sabir Hussain Chaudhary at Climate Dialogue in Berlin. State Minister for Information and Broadcasting Muhammad Ali Arafat joins ministerial conference on drug trafficking in Mauritius. US announces $6 billion in new military aid for Ukraine. And at BPL football, three matches will take place at different venues across the country today. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has asked the leaders and activists of Awami League to work for the development of the country and its people, as well as spread the ideals of Father of the Nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. She made the call when a delegation of Thailand Awami League unit paid a courtesy call on her at her place of residence yesterday. Prime Minister's speech writer Muhammad Nazrul Islam briefed reporters after the call on. Mentioning that Bangabandhu is her source of inspiration, Sheikh Hasina told the leaders and activists that the father of the nation was killed untimely, but his ideals remained among us, and that is why she is working to materialize his ideals. Referring to the remarkable progress and development the country witnessed in the last 15 years, Sheikh Hasina said that this has been possible to attain the progress as they are in power uninterruptedly for long. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has urged Thailand to explore investment opportunities in hospitals and medical facilities in Bangladesh. She also sought Thai investments in special economic zones and high-tech parks of Bangladesh. Sheikh Hasina was speaking at a joint press conference after a bilateral meeting with her Thai counterpart Srettha Thavisin at the Thai Prime Minister's office in Bangkok yesterday. Five bilateral documents, an agreement, three memorandums of understanding MOUs and a letter of intent LOI were signed in presence of the two Prime Ministers following the meeting. In the bilateral meeting, the two leaders discussed in detail the bilateral and regional issues of mutual interest. The Prime Minister said Bangladesh sees Thailand as a very important and dynamic partner in engagement with the vibrant economies of Southeast Asia. On trade cooperation, they discussed at length measures to enhance the current volume of the bilateral trade and agreed to work together to achieve healthy two-way growth. Sheikh Hasina assured the Thai Prime Minister to take the necessary measures for investment facilitation and ease of doing business in Bangladesh. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Ubaidul Qadir has said BNP always sees darkness in daylight and that's why they could not see the development of the country. He made this comment while addressing a press briefing organized at the Awami League President Sheikh Hasina's political office at Dhanmondi in the capital yesterday. calling the BNP leaders to take real lessons from a recent speech made by Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. The Awami League General Secretary said Pakistani Premier feels shame when he sees the progress and height of Bangladesh. Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Sabir Hussain Chaudhary has said the decision taken earlier to double support for climate adaptation activities should be implemented. He said this while addressing the Petersburg Climate Dialogue held at Berlin in Germany yesterday. Sabir Hussain Chaudhary highlighted the views of at least developed and developing countries, including Bangladesh, on important issues related to climate finance to be discussed in the upcoming COP29. State Minister for Information and Broadcasting Muhammad Ali Arafat has joined the first ministerial conference on drug trafficking and substance abuse in the Western Indian Ocean in Mauritius. According to a press release received yesterday, ministers and delegation chiefs of different countries, including Bangladesh State Minister, discussed strategies to deal with drug trafficking and abuse of drugs. The conference emphasized on establishment of a network of leading national organizations to coordinate the drug response through the re-establishment of regional cooperation structures and regional drug observatory. On the sidelines of the conference, State Minister for Information and Broadcasting Muhammad Ali Arafat discussed different issues with Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Jugnauth. The 62nd death anniversary of Sher-e Bangla Abul Qasim Fazlul Haq is being observed in the country in a befitting manner today. A.K. Fazlul Haq, popularly known as Sher-e Bangla, died on April 27th in 1962 in Dhaka. He was an eminent public leader who had held many high political posts, including Chief Minister of Undivided Bengal. Prime Minister President Mohammad Shahbuddin and Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina have given separate messages marking the death anniversary of A.K. Fazlul Haq. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced $6 billion in new military aid for Ukraine as Washington rushes to fill gaps left by months of limited American assistance. The package is the second this year, following another valued at $1 billion that was announced just after U.S. President Joe Biden signed a much-delayed bill to provide new funding for Ukraine as it struggles to hold back Russian advances. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Washington will act if China does not stop supplying Russia with items used in its assault on Ukraine. Speaking to the BBC in Beijing, the U.S.'s top diplomat said he had made clear to his counterparts they were helping fuel the biggest threat to European security since the Cold War. Football and three matches of Bangladesh Premier League will be held today at three separate venues across the country. Bushundhara Kings will play Sheikh Jamal Dhanmundi Club at Bushundhara Kings Arena. Chittagong Abahuni will face Brothers Union at Rajshahi Stadium, while Mohammedan Sporting Club will meet Bangladesh Police Football Club at Mymensingh Stadium. All the three matches kick off at 3:45 p.m. Finally, weather and forecast valid till 1 this afternoon says there is no inland riverport warning and no signal is to be hoisted. to end the news, the main points again. At a courtesy call-on with expatriate Bangladeshis, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina asked leaders and activists of Awami League to work for country and its people. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina holds bilateral meeting with Thai counterpart at Bangkok. Five documents inked for mutual cooperation. BNP sees darkness in daylight, comments Ubaidul Qadir. Decision to double climate adaptation support must be implemented, asserts Sabir Hussain Chaudhary at Climate Dialogue in Berlin. State Minister for Information and Broadcasting Muhammad Ali Arafat joins Ministerial Conference on Drug Trafficking in Mauritius. US announces $6 billion in new military aid for Ukraine. And at BPL football, three matches will take place at different venues across the country today. And that is the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.beta.gov.bd.